We didn't talk about white bread.
White is the same as wheat, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it was thrashed wheat.
You ever make anything called rim?
Or I wouldn't know what it was.
Yeast bread?
Well, that was white bread.
Biscuits?
Well, biscuits were usually the same as white bread dough, except that they might have been a little lighter because they were raised a second or third time.
And what's the difference between a roll and a bun? Do you have any difference here?
Well, a roll, strictly speaking, I think, is more or less something that was twisted around, see? But a roll and a bun is just a real small loaf.
Mm-hmm. Sort of, for breakfast you might eat which?
Well, there were something that was, the dough was pretty thick, pretty thick, about ready to be baked, and then they were sort of molded into some kind of a form, twisted, or made in layers, we might call that a roll. If it were just baked in one loaf, it was would probably be called a bun. Could be called a biscuit, even then, or a biscuit.
You put a hamburger in a...
Usually in a bun.
And would you make a distinction between the two, that a roll has sort of an icing on it, or frosting?
Well, you can have plain rolls.
Without that? Mm. Sweet rolls? Or
Sweet rolls or plain rolls.
This is an interesting word. It means so many different things in different places. Something like the time... You'd never call a cornbread Johnny Cake?
Yes, but very few people in Moline know what you were talking about if you talked about Johnny Cake.
But you never call it pone.
Well, I believe more people would know what corn pone was than Johnny Cake. But we never use that term around here.
You make a distinction between the homemade bread and what's the other kind?
Baker's bread.
And the kind of pastry that has a hole in the middle is a...
A donut?
That's not a cruller. It's different.
We don't use that word, cruller.
And the kind of pastry that you might have for breakfast with sausage and syrup on it?
Pancakes?
And if you bought some sugar, you might go to the store and buy a sack.
A sack of sugar?
You might say, I bought 5 pounds
of sugar.
And to make the bread rise...
Light?
You'd use what?
Yeast.
And the 3 parts of an egg would be the shell, the white, and the...
And the yolk.
I used to talk about 2 parts, and I get corrected so many times, kept forgetting the shell. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you cook eggs, say you in the shell, you put them in boiling water, and you say, I'm going to have some...
Boiled eggs.
And if you break the egg into the boiling water, you have...
Now wait a minute, that's fried in the egg, as they say in Spain.
Poached,
yeah. I couldn't think of that word to save my neck.
Mm-hmm. And
just as a matter, I understand the Spanish language has no word for that.
Really?
They have to describe it. Boil it, fry it in the water.
Isn't that interesting?
No, that's what I've been told. I don't know.
I studied Spanish. I don't remember any word for it. Come think of it, but
Brazilians say poché, but
poché. Now, if you had some pork and ground it up, you'd have
sausage.
And you'd buy your meat not from the grocer, but from the
butcher.
And the meat's been standing around a long time. You might say it got
spoiled.
And if the butter stands around a while, you would say the butter got
strong,
but never rancid.
Well,